Shell Oil has announced plans to resume exploratory drilling off the coast of Alaska this summer. Seattle's Port Commission is currently negotiating a temporary 2-year lease for Shell's Arctic drilling fleet to dock at Terminal 5. The Port Commission says this agreement will bring hundreds of jobs and tens of millions of dollars to the region. But not everybody's happy about the decision. Patty Goldman is an attorney with the environmental advocacy group Earth Justice. She says the Port Commission is circumventing its legal responsibilities. She thinks it should conduct public hearings and environmental impact reviews on the lease.
Arctic drilling is a bad idea for the country. This is a pristine wilderness that is one of the last frontiers that is just completely wild. If an oil spill happened up there, there is no infrastructure to clean it up. No one knows how to clean up an oil spill on sea ice. We have repeated statements about where we need to be on climate and that fossil fuel source should really be kept in the ground.
Earth Justice has given the Port Commission a February 9th deadline to reconsider its decision or face possible legal action. Port Commissioner Bill Bryant voted in favor of Shell Oil's temporary dock here. He says this lease decision will not affect whether or not Shell Oil drills in the Arctic.
If I thought that my decision here today would affect exploration of the Arctic, I would come to a very different decision. But rejecting this lease is not going to affect Arctic exploration. Rejecting this lease is not going to protect our environment. But it will cost us over 200 jobs and many hundred more jobs in related businesses. Rejecting this lease would be an act of political symbolism, but it would be symbolism at the expense of the middle class, and that must stop.
Seattle Port Commissioner Bill Bryant. Mackenzie Funk is a Seattle-based journalist and author of the book Windfall, The Booming Business of Global Warming. Funk spoke with Ross Reynolds about the Port of Seattle decision. He says nobody's certain how it could affect Arctic drilling.
But there are a couple factors where it could matter. And the first is that it's already very expensive to drill up there. I assume they chose Seattle as the port city because the services are here. It's cheap for them. In the sense that you can kill Arctic drilling by making it expensive, more expensive than it is, you could say that this would be one of many cuts against Arctic drilling if we kept them out of Seattle.
Now, environmental groups are against drilling for oil and energy in the Arctic, any more so than any other place in the world where we already are doing drilling or about to do drilling?
Yeah, I'd say the Arctic is particularly important to many groups, and it's for the obvious ironic reason that it becomes easier to explore for oil and drill oil up there as the ice melts, and the ice is melted arguably because of oil. There's that. I think that gets people mad. But it's also pristine. You know, the Chukchi Sea is home to half of America's polar bears. It's one of the last wildernesses we have. And I think that's one reason that people would like to protect it.
What about the other side of this? America's still looking for oil and energy. Is there an argument to be made that at least this would be coming from the United States rather than relying on foreign oil, which comes from very politically problematic areas in the world?
I think that's one of the strongest arguments in favor of this, yes. That if we're going to be the people who are using most of the energy, and you can say, sure, look, China's using more than we are, but we're still the ones buying all the things that China's making, so you can only go so far with that. But if we're the ones using the energy, should we be dealing with the environmental effects of it? Perhaps. I mean, I think that case can be made that rather than export our pollution to, say, Nigeria, where Shell has also been active and had not the greatest environmental legacy, that there's an argument that we should try to do it here, where we know we can regulate it and watch it, and that if there are effects, at least we're sitting in our own mess.
There have been some criticism of these Shell ships because of the pollution they've emitted where they're based. What problems might we face here if those ships are based here?
Yeah. In fact, Shell's main contractor in the Arctic was Noble Drilling, the Noble Corporation, and they just pled guilty to 8 federal charges, felony charges, and agreed to pay $12 million in fines based on discharging things they shouldn't have. They had what was described as a bucket and hose system to deal with some of the sludge coming out of their engines. I would watch that.
Now, the price of oil has plummeted. It's below what it's been for many, many years. You see that at the pump. All of a sudden, you can get a gallon of gas for $2.40 in some places. How's that affecting this whole issue?
I think it could be the one thing that will actually sink Shell's prospects in the Arctic and Arctic oil in general for the next while. The fact is that at $40 or $50 or $60 a barrel, it is uneconomical to pull oil out of the Arctic. You can't do it. And so any play up there, of course, isn't immediate. Any oil they find, they won't be pulling out of there for 10 years. Maybe 40 years after that is when it will stop. So they're looking really long term, but they still have to deal with today's energy prices in terms of what money they have to spend.
I'm speaking to Seattle-based journalist Mackenzie Funk about the recent decision by the Port of Seattle to allow Shell Oil's Arctic drilling fleet to use West Seattle as its home port. Now, Seattle was the home port for another Shell rig earmarked to work in the Arctic. That experience didn't turn out too well, did it?
No, it did not. And that was the Kulik, which left here in June of 2012 and was on its way back to Seattle for upgrades when it crashed into the rocks of Kodiak. It was on December 31st, 2012. And that's the thing about if you want to make a moral case or even a practical case against Seattle as a home port, you could say, look how far Seattle is from Alaska and from the Arctic. And if you're dragging these giant things to and from, is that a danger? The answer is yes.
Why is it so dangerous to haul these drills up and down through these waters?
It's not absolutely dangerous. Obviously, Seattle's been the port for Alaska in some way or another, or Bellingham has forever. It can be done. But it's a dangerous road between here and the Aleutian Islands in particular, and then from there onward, you have to cross the Gulf of Alaska. And the Gulf of Alaska has horrible cyclones. Things that would be called cyclones anywhere else in the world are normal for there, and they're normal in winter. I mean, think about the season for doing repairs down in Seattle is after the drilling season in the Arctic is done. So that means what? You leave the Arctic at the end of October and start dragging your stuff towards Seattle in November, putting you in a Gulf of Alaska crossing in the middle of winter again, if you're doing off-season repairs here. So I see some logistical problems. I'm sure there are answers to that. But point of fact, they're dragging very big, heavy, hard-to-drag things to and from a very long way.
Seattle-based journalist Mackenzie Funk spoke with Ross Reynolds. Shell Oil plans to resume exploratory drilling in the Arctic this summer. You're listening to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.